Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. It's a Thursday. We're almost through the week. Good morning to you. I'm Colin Dunlap. Chris Mackey's on vacation. Jim Colony, he's raring to go from his house. Producer Matt, I could see him right through this glass. He is right here. It's a Thursday. Good morning to you. How's everything, Jim?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Kind of quiet, but good.
Thought for you. A thought starter for you, and then you could take the conversation from here. I was thinking about this. This is one of those age-old, have-a-beer sort of questions, right? And I was thinking about this. I don't think I've ever asked you this because I had somebody in mind. I think it would be perfect. In his prime, he would have been good to do this, sort of vaudevillian, insanely talented, one of the most talented people probably to ever walk this earth, did a whole lot. If somebody played you in a movie in their prime, Mickey Rooney would have been perfect.
He's a little short, but
there we are. Taking shots at the deceased. Yes.
Well, he's short.
He was an unbelievable. Who would you, if somebody said to you, Jim, when you're dead and gone and forever, and you're, they want your lasting memory, they want to, you know, shine it all over screens. Well, into your house, I guess. Look at the Netflix stock the past couple days. Into your house, right? They want it there forever, forever. Who would you want to be that guy to portray James Colony? Who would that be?
I don't know.
Good morning.
Never really thought about it. I mean, you know, George Costanza, I guess. I mean, you got to find some guy who's a little chubby, wears glasses. So I don't know. I mean, but Jason Alexander, I don't know. That's about all I can think of.
That's it. That's all you got.
Mickey Rooney, though.
In his prime, though. It's sort of a younger Mickey Rooney.
Well, Mickey Rooney was like a big, right, wasn't he, in like National Velvet with Liz Taylor when they were both very, very young?
Yes.
He was good looking.
He was, you know, yeah, okay looking guy.
Yeah, I know. That's. No, it's not me, really. So I don't know. I mean, I've never really well, thought of that.
I know that, and I'm asking you to think about it. That's what we do on the pre-show, Jim.
I did do one of those, you know, where you would take a face shot, like a thumbnail shot,
facial recognition sort of jobs. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you put it into one of those things, and it's like, who do you look like?
Correct.
You know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you know who came back was the Dalai Lama.
Well, I mean, what do
I'm
I
serious.
Say? What do I say right now?
I don't
now?
Know. The big hitter, the llama.
I don't know what to say.
I achieved total consciousness. But it was that's what came back.
The Dalai Lama. So it does one of those. What about Will Ferrell? Would Will Ferrell, is he too over the top for Jim Colony?
I guess. I don't know. Okay. He doesn't. He's
the
got like
Dalai Lama. So it was one of those things like, how old are you or whatever, you know?
No, I can't remember what it was. It was just like you put it in and you know,
spins
some
around.
Celebrity would pop up and it was the Dalai Lama.
Could Harrison Ford do the trick here?
I mean, okay, George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Let's go with Linda. Those guys. I mean, that's for Linda. That's okay. How
I'm trying to think of who she likes.
Well, I know
Keith
who she,
Urban.
I was just going to say that she has a thing for Keith. The way, I mean, she has a thing for Keith. Urban. The way you feel about Susie at the dojo, Johto, whatever.
The dojo.
The Johto. That's how she feels about Keith Urban.
Well, that's, I think she's got a little bit more of a thing for Keith Urban than I do for my pal Susie.
Okay.
Maybe. No.
How about. Okay, no, we need to rack
about,
our brain here. Go ahead.
Well, I've already racked my brain enough. What about you?
Somebody handsome, somebody, you know, dapper, somebody. I'm thinking a Montgomery Clift sort of person, maybe.
Montgomery Clift.
Yes.
From here to eternity.
Yeah. You know, and it's kind of in that realm. Someone like that. Gary Cooper, perhaps.
Brando.
Yeah, Brando. You know, Heston, maybe. Somebody regal, if you will. I can go with that. What do you think about that kind of stuff? Anthony Hopkins, maybe. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure. Who do you have, Jim? Producer Matt. Who, if you had to cast somebody as Jim Colony,
man, I was trying to think of it.
I know. I was. I don't know why I thought about this driving home yesterday.
Nobody really jumps out.
Neither
to me.
Do I.
I'll tell you why I thought. Can I tell you why I thought about this? Can I tell you? A real honest to goodness reason why I thought about this. I was driving home yesterday and I heard the beginning of Joe and Ron's show and I forget what they were talking about. And so I was kind of, I flipped around. I started flipping around and I just wanted to start to rack my brain because I was so, I got really shaken up on the ride home yesterday. I kind of hit like seek or started turning because I got there's like the satellite radio in my car and I listen to the same three channels and everything had on the president. I don't like politics and I didn't want to listen to it. And every button I would turn, it would have the same simulcast of the address, the inauguration address that was going on. I keep turning and turning and there's channels I'd never seen before, radio stations I'd never seen before. Okay. And so, and they all have the simulcast. So I start to get to it and then there's like radio play-by-play of games, right? But they're like rebroadcasts and stuff or just like this same message over again. Jim, I got really shaken up. There's this channel. I'd never heard it until yesterday. Vivid. It was straight audio porn. Audio porn. Jim.
I don't know what satellite services you subscribe to. I don't think that's on mine.
I cannot make this up. I cannot make this up. It shook me. So I just started thinking about random things, and that was one of them, like who would play you in a movie. It was descriptive. It was vulgar. It was a woman saying these things, and men were calling her and saying other things, and I had to turn it off real fast. Jim, it was amazingly like I was looking over my shoulder and being like, am I being audio taped and videotaped in my car? What is this on this radio right now? Go through your satellite and see if you have that channel. And I was like blown away by it. And so anyway, I'm sitting there because there was something going on at my house. Somebody was doing work at my house. And so I didn't want to go home. So after I was done where I was, I sat in a parking lot and got lunch and ate in my car. And I was thinking about stuff for the pre-show, and that's where it came up because I just turned the radio off. I was so shaken by it, what they were saying. It was
okay.
Jim. It was straight porn on the radio.
I don't think I don't know. There's a actually. What was I doing? Oh, I know. I had a over the holidays. I think I put I found like Christmas music station
uh-huh.
that had flipped
yes.
from something to something else, and so. It went away several weeks ago, and the Billy Joel channel popped up in its place.
I heard a commercial for that as I was flipping through, and his voice comes on, and he's like, hey, you could check me out 24-7
right.
on whatever,
well,
channel 283. Yeah.
Right. I have no interest in checking out Billy Joel 24-7, so
right.
I was flipping through to try to find something else to, you know, to replace it, and I did notice that there are some channels in the 90s,
uh-huh.
the 90 range that – start with an X, and I think it's like comedy, you know, like raunchy comedy that it would be.
Oh, this wasn't comedy.
Well, might have been. If you put an X in front of it, that's probably indicates adult something or other. But I didn't really spend a whole lot of time other than I did notice when I scrolled through that there were, I don't know, there were probably maybe 6, 8, 10 of those things.
Yeah.
So maybe
this
maybe
was
it,
deeper
it's
on
in there.
This was further on, like the 900s or something like
See,
that.
See, I don't
like
get
right
those.
Before I flipped
know.
Around towards zero, because what I did was I just turned the dial like and kept it going. How about Robert
yeah,
Wall?
Yeah.
Can Robert Wall work for Jim Colony? People are writing it.
Robert Wall, the
yes.
pitching coach from Bull Durham?
Yes, yes. Oh, man, I don't know. Anyway, so I was twisting the dial, and it was way – it was way up above stuff. Here's the thing that was crazy to me when I saw this vivid channel, right, on the radio. it was one away or two away from the Billy Graham channel. And I was like, who aligns them like this?
Well, yeah, you might need a little bit of help.
Right.
Feel guilty after listening to that one channel. Get salvation if you flip a couple of stations over.
So then I put on Cook and Joe for a second, right? And then I just turned. Needed silence in my car eating. Did you ever just need silence in your car? You just needed nothing on. I needed
not
that.
Really.
And, well, I needed it. I was so shaken by what I had heard. I got a piece of paper and a pencil, and I wrote out, and I still have it right here. I wrote out a couple ideas for the pre-show, and that was one of them. Who would play you in a movie? And that's where so that's how we've arrived here.
Yeah, I wish I could be of more help.
Uh-huh.
But I only my satellite. Maybe I'm getting ripped off here. Mine only goes up to like 200 something. And the top of mine, are all the play-by-play channels,
which are great. And I love being in spring training and getting that rental car and then going around and you hear the different Grapefruit League reports. I like that. Anyway, so that's that. Is Linda awake this morning? What's happening at your house?
She's off today.
Oh, sleeping in. I like
it. She's still sleeping.
Don't wake her up. Don't talk too loud. So there's that. Matt.
Yeah.
She
sleeps for everything.
What are you shaking your head? Matt is all flustered.
I'm like upset that I can't find somebody that would be a good Jim Colony.
Well, don't worry about it.
What about Don Knotts, Jim? Does that work for you?
I've been on Don Knotts. Is it Don Knotts Boulevard or Don Knotts? What's the name of that street in Morgantown?
Yeah, Don Knotts Boulevard, I believe. It
is Boulevard? Okay. No, I don't think so.
Ernest Borgnine?
McHale from McHale's Navy.
Did that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jim, we got to talk faster here.
He was also in the
Poseidon
Adventure.
I don't know.
Why?
It's
not my idea.
What's your idea, then, Jim?
I don't have any ideas.
You tell me an idea. You've worked all week with me. You got any ideas?
Somebody to play me?
Yes.
I don't have any ideas.
No, nothing. What about the guy that was in, what's that one guy's name? Hold on. I got an idea. Here, hold on, Jim. This is thrilling radio. Thrilling, incredible radio.
The guy that was in what?
No, I'm looking it up right here. What about... No, that wouldn't work. I don't think. Yeah, I'm back to Mickey Rooney, I think. Mickey Rooney, like Pete's Dragon sort of era, right in there, like 70s Mickey Rooney. Thoughts?
Well, for what age would I be? I mean, 70s Mickey Rooney was pretty old.
Yeah, probably like 91, he was pretty old at that point, I guess.
So like today, some 60-year-old dude, I don't know. I've really never thought of it. I really haven't. It's not like I ever get a, hey, that guy looks like you.
Ooh, how about this one? No, here's something from the Peanut Gallery. I don't mind this one. Tim Conway. Do we like this? Tim Conway.
Yeah, you could be Harvey Korman.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Tim Conway. That's not terrible, Jim. The sense of humor, not bad.
What about Newhart?
Oh, like it. I like it. Not bad. Okay. Now we're getting texts. People are just twisted to that channel, and they said it's ridiculous. They've got it. It's totally ridiculous. Anyway, great pre-show today. Matt, have you found anybody before we go to the regular show?
No, I'm disappointed in myself.
Jim, I have a question for you that'll go much smoother than the pre-show when we start the show. Question. No, there's a lot of movement in NFL football. The coaching circle and kind of the coaching carousel is just spinning out of control. There's a question that lands right here in Pittsburgh that I have, that we need to envision, that we need to look forward, that we need to think of something, and I'll have that coming up. We got a big show today. Jeff Hathorn, 7:30. Ross Tucker at 8 o'clock. Jeff Capel, he joins at 9:30. There's lots to get into. Good morning to you. It's a Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.